Welcome to Upvoted, No Sleep, where OP Keto Deoxy O writes, "Hi, I'm a 24-year-old male, and I was browsing through TikTok and found myself watching videos all related to witchcraft and the occult, from tarot readings, spell castings, and client stories. There's one video, though, that made me so curious. In this video, the creator says that they can cast message spells. As the name implies, when they cast this spell, the person you want to talk with will message you instantly, whether an estranged ex, your crush, or your previous hookups. This fascinated me a lot. A short background about me. I will not consider myself as conventionally attractive. I'm still scrawny for my age, and I simply lack a good jawline. They say my blue eyes are beautiful, but that's just about it. Because of this, I'm very self-conscious, and I haven't tried dating in fear of being rejected. At work, I have a gorgeous coworker. Let's call her Nina. She's from a different department, but whenever I see her in the office, my heart simply flutters. She is absolutely my type. Pretty face, sexy body, cute smile. I know she's way out of my league, but a man could dream, right? Every night, I fantasize about her, and even through imagination, she makes me happy and satisfied. That's why when I heard about this message spell, I instantly thought about Nina. If she would make the first move, then that would absolutely make my day. And I feel like it would be the first step of becoming her husband. So, I made up my mind, and I messaged this TikToker and availed their service. And they were very friendly. They asked if it was my first time. I said yes. Then they mentioned some of the rules, like my intention should be pure, and this person should, at the very least, know my existence and have some personal connection, or else the spell will not work. Of course my intentions are pure. I want a happy marriage, full of pleasure. The second rule was not a problem at all, since she knows my name, since she's in HR. I sometimes catch her staring at me from time to time as well. Since we're all clear, we went ahead with the spell. She lit up some candles, sent me PDF files, and instructed me to chant the words this evening. Then I should print the PDF, fold it 3 times lengthwise, and hide it under my pillow. They assured me that in the morning, Nina would have messaged me. This could be either the best thing I've ever bought with my $100, or it could be a total ripoff. The first thing I did upon my eyes in the morning was check my phone. And lo and behold, I got a message from Nina herself. The message says, "Hey, for some reason, I couldn't stop thinking about you last night. How are you?" I jumped to my feet and I kept punching my pillow because of how excited I was. This was it. Nina and I will surely become a couple now. I replied hastily, "Funny coincidence, I was thinking about you too last night. You made me so..." As soon as I pressed send, my heart sank. I got a little excited and I overshared. I slapped myself in the face for being a big idiot. But then, after a few seconds, I received a reply. This is the fastest reply I have ever received. "Oh yeah? Tell me more about it." I can't believe it. Is this the power of that spell? "No, it's just a messaging spell. It's not a love spell. Does that mean that this is just my natural charm? She must have had the hots for me even before I casted that spell." Nina and I kept exchanging flirtatious messages until I realized that I was going to be late for work. "See you later at work, my sexy babe," I messaged her before I hurried to dress up. I made sure to look as sharp as I could. Perhaps tonight, I might not be a virgin anymore. So, I had to prepare. When I got to work, I was all smiles. However, my workmates were noticeably gloomier than usual. I didn't pay any mind. They wouldn't be able to comprehend how lucky I am today. "Hey, are you at work now?" Nina texted me. I looked around and smiled. "Yes, babe. How about you?"
"I'm here too, but can I ask a quick favor?"
Someone tapped me on my shoulder and I quickly spun, expecting my voluptuous Nina would be standing behind me. But it was just one of my coworkers.
"Hey, have you heard?"
"Heard what?" I asked.
"Nina is dead. Some intruder got into her house and murdered her."
What?
"Yeah. They say it was kind of a sicko who did it. She was cut down limb by limb. Chopped down like some pig. It's good scary, man."
My heart sank. Nina was dead? I looked on my phone and I saw her last message sent 2 minutes ago. "I'm here too, but can I ask a quick favor?" My fingers trembled as I typed in, "What is it?" I don't know what compelled me to, but I knew I had to do it. I pressed send. My throat dried up quite instantly. I looked around and checked around the office, praying that this was just an elaborate prank to mess with me and Nina was secretly planning to surprise me. But all I had seen was their somber looks. My heart was beating so fast that I almost threw my phone when it vibrated, notifying me with a new reply from Nina.
"Meet me later after work."
And that was an upvoted no sleep story by OP Keto Deoxio. Sweet dreams.